When the phone rang late that night, I wasn't in bed. I was lying on the ground, deep in Yosemite National Park, somewhere near Half Dome. I opened my eyes and saw giant sequoia trees rising into a starry sky. Then I fumbled around to find that phone before it woke up all my friends.
"Hello,"
I said. My wife was on the line. She meant to leave a message and was startled to hear my voice. I mean, cell phones don't work in the backcountry. Or so I thought. Earlier that day, when we got to camp, Abby discovered she had signal and called a friend. Then Terry checked her phone and got stressed about some work emails. And Tony passed the time by sending some texts. We'd hiked for miles to get here and escape the chatter and distractions of civilization. We wanted to hear a babbling brook and watch the light play on the peaks. Instead, everyone frowned at their phones in our little cubicle in the wilderness. Add Yosemite to the list of places where you can't quite get away. Every year, new cell towers go up in and around our wild places. That's a shame, because when there's no phone to bother me, I find that nature really comes alive. I notice cool things I didn't expect, like a field of red blossoms, or a branch burned by lightning, or the funny spiral way a squirrel climbs a tree. I feel a sense of peace and wonder I never get back in the city. That's why from now on I'll keep my phone off and deep in my pack. If I'm tempted to call a friend or check messages, I'll first ask myself if I could wait until I get home. After all, I've got important business to attend to. John Muir said it best when he said, "The mountains are calling, and I must go." With a perspective, I'm David Ferris.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.